Greetings and welcome to Podcast Very Important, the only podcast you should be listening to. Each week we count down the top 10 number one most important things that you need to know. My name is Connor Doyle, and with me this week to help me count down the top 10 number one things are my co-hosts Shane Cooley.
That song was written by Thelonious Monkey.
And Jason Crevier.
Good luck trying to cut me off. I think that was worth it.
I do too.
See, I would have liked to give it like a good delivery, but I knew that you would pop my tires, stop me from delivering it. I'd be stuck.
Now I hate it. I'm starting to hate it.
Why? Just because I'm obstinate? I don't even know what that word means.
I don't know what that word means, and it makes me angry.
Shane is up on the cross again this week, listeners. We have Shane's brought his own cross to the studio that he hangs himself from.
Yes. Hang?
I mean, what would you call it?
Like, I'm just a marionette for you fools. I mean,
well, you didn't nail yourself.
No.
So
I got stuff to do after this.
Right. So what do you got up there? How are you up there?
It's just
there?
Some sticky tack, looks like.
Yeah.
He's been going around taking it from the backs of the posters in the hallways and making a little ball, and then he used it to get himself up there.
Yeah, you noticed all those hentai posters are drooping?
You've got one of those like Velcro suits they have in Japanese game shows. You run and jump at a wall and you get stuck on it.
On the
cross.
It's
like a big Velcro cross. Wow. But I mean, I feel like a little bit of the symbolism is gone with just his whole thing was the being nailed up there and it hurts and yours looks honestly very fun. But I get the idea. I get what you're going for.
I'm dying up here for your sins. I'm bombing for your sins.
So we've got a very exciting episode coming up for you.
I hate
listeners.
This fucking show. Myself, most of all.
What do you hate about it, Jane?
I don't even know. I feel like we used to have the juice, and the juice is squeezed out.
But was it worth the squeeze?
Connor?
We've decided, that's right, listeners, you heard it right. Thank you, Shane. It's time.
It's been top 10 number one.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Shane. No, it's time to introduce a new way to, a new way to get your juice. It's rejuice. Shane just said we're squeezing the last bit of juice out of everything, and we're doing just that.
Rejuice, reuse, bicycle.
The rejuicer takes your old peels and squeezes the juice out of them. But how does it do it? Well, with your own pedaling power. That's right. It attaches right to your bicycle. Say it again, Shane.
Rejuice, reuse, bicycle.
Reuse, bicycle.
What is reuse in this context?
You're reusing the peels. You've juiced your juice
You've
once.
You've already juiced your
now
banana.
Now it's time to rejuice. Rejuice, reuse, bicycle.
I feel like somebody defaced the sign that we have over our recycling bin, and it put ideas in your head.
What are the odds of that?
Higher than you starting a new company on a dime.
I know that.
Who is going on?
You called him out. Now he's sad about it.
Okay, Jason, what do you think about this?
Well, I just kept thinking about like Regis and Kelly puns the whole time, so I wasn't really paying that much attention.
Yeah.
Rejuice and, you know, and it's not...
Yeah Regis, so. Reuse and recycle, or bicycle, that is
which
your...
Which is nothing, right? It's just, I'm just connecting dots.
That's so your company
I'll
idea.
Own that. I'm just saying I wasn't that invested. I was too busy thinking about my own side thing.
Interesting. I haven't said interesting in a while. That used to be my catchphrase. Now I don't have a catchphrase. My catchphrase now is, stop being mean to me. What happened to me, man? This podcast didn't change. I changed.
This is a big moment of introspection for Shane.
You were mean to Shane, and now he's gonna cry.
But it's about me. I was.
Happy. He's gonna die.
Now I'm gonna die? What the fuck?
He's gonna live.
Live.
Shane, and now he's gonna cry. I hope you're happy. He's gonna
live.
Cry.
This is a turning point
he's
for me.
He's gonna
and
smile.
This show. You know what? I've realized, I think the problem with the show has been my piss poor attitude, the way I'm always frowning and dying. I'm going to flip it around.
This is amazing. Shane's flipped it around.
I have a very obsessive personality, and once I get an idea in my head, that's it. So the new idea is, I love it.
Okay, let's reinforce that by being positive as well.
Test, yeah.
I'm going
to be. Oh, so now you're stealing
too.
My thing? I like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're the first guy to ever be positive.
I think that's good.
Yeah, me too. I'm positive too now. Thank you. Jason, do you want to be positive?
I just took a big drink right when you called me.
Why?
No, I do. I do. I'm going to steal that from you because it's a great idea, Shane. I love it.
Great idea, Shane. Well done, Shane. Number seven.
People
well
who
done,
like
Shane.
Good ideas copy them. People who like great ideas steal them.
People who like bad ideas try to come up with them on their own. Egg on their face, fucking losers.
Who's more fool, the fool or the fool who falls on him?
Ouch.
I loved that, Connor. I understood that and I loved it. Nice too, Connor, and now he's gonna cry.
Thank you, Shane.
That was a really good compliment you gave Connor there, Shane.
Jack isn't here for this episode, and that's so good.
I really like that a lot.
Would it be more positive if I was upset he wasn't here?
It's hard to know, right? Can negativity
we have to be
positivity?
Nice. I think we need to be happy for him.
Like, if I get test for a venereal disease and it comes back negative, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be positive.
You go back to fucking.
You go back to slaying.
You go back to jerking off without a condom.
Without? Really?
Yeah, if you're a negative on all the tests, you can do whatever you want with that thing.
Jason goes everywhere with a condom.
I don't like
Jason goes everywhere with a condom. Flaccid penis, everything.
I just don't like how it feels to do stuff without a condom on.
Do you take it off to
no.
use the restroom?
No.
So do you have you poke a hole in it?
No. You just, when you're, and you, well.
What do you mean?
Does
the condom get bigger throughout the day?
Yeah.
I
take that one off and I immediately switch it for another one. And then I tie off the end and I throw it off the balcony.
Yeet.
Okay. Time for a break. More podcasts, very important. Whoa. After this.
God, this is a fast one.
Podcast, very important.
Podcast, very important. Welcome back. What did I do over the break? See, I go first.
Wow.
I love
That's
that.
So nice of you.
I was walking on the street, very nice
and sweet.
Is this
a poem?
And what did I find? On the ground, but nothing but a note of £5. That's right. Great British pounds. 5 of them did I find. And what will I do with it, I thought in my mind.
Nice.
I'll go to the Loony Lizard.
Oh, remember Loony Lizard.
Greatest place in town. A dollar store where for £5 you can get a crown. Oh, I love you, Connor, dear. I am so hot when you are near.
Is this a new character?
Yes. It's just now she's a hot lady. She's always been a hot lady. You've always been so hot, even when I walked in here. Let me sit down and buy you a beer. Connor, I want to go home. Oh, shit. Yes, please, Connor, let me go home with you. Touch my ear, then smack my rear.
Interesting new rhyming
scheme. I went home with the lady.
Damn, dog.
Yeah.
Did you wear a pee condom?
Yeah, my lizard got loony.
Nice.
That was a long
walk.
A
good story and poem and song.
What did you guys do? What did you do over the break, Jason?
I have been.
I love going last.
Class. I've been taking a cooking class, and so I made you guys each a dish that reminded me of you.
Oh, what?
Why don't here's yours, Connor. Here you go. And here's your
What is this?
Why don't you tell me what you think of them?
Mine's
that's an exotic smell.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, my goodness. Surprising
you. You ran out on
Connor. Mine is wow. This is huge. This is amazing, Jason.
I put a lot of stuff in yours.
I mean, this looks like it's like three courses.
Yeah, you told us not to eat on the break, so I was hoping for...
Yeah, well, because I made you guys lunch.
This is incredible.
Well, it's a thought
I'm
going to
have leftovers.
I'm just afraid you didn't think about it.
No, it is the thought that counts, and I did think, and it was a good thought that I had.
That's good.
It was nice. It was nice of me to do that.
It's the thought that counts. It's like Hook. You have to imagine the feast. Maybe that's your problem.
Wow, it's huge and gross.
I'm seeing mine awesome.
Just picture it not as an empty plate.
Chicken. Sherbert.
Oh, together.
I'm chicken sherbert. Macaroni.
What do you think of yours?
It's not
what do you have,
also?
Shane? Oh, it's so good.
Ice cube. Napkin.
Strawberry cordial.
Good, right?
Edge of the plate.
Treacle tart. Treacle tart.
Blood
delicious.
In my mouth.
Because
you're my little treacle tart.
You invented new foods for him?
Yeah, of course I did.
Blumblegary pie. And...
Yeah, Blumblegary pie.
It's a new type of berry. Yum. What a feast, Jason. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And Shane, what did you think of yours?
Oh, it was great. I might have chipped a tooth. Can't find it. Think I swallowed it.
That's kind of part of it, right? So you got even extra lunch.
Yum.
Surprise extra lunch with some tooth.
That's not fair.
You're right, it's not. Shane, give him one of your teeth.
Okay.
We're being positive.
Which one?
Shane, one of your teeth.
Pick kindly.
I'll take a back one.
Oh.
I think Shane's got good teeth. I don't want to mess that up.
Yeah, give him one of the back
teeth. Give me one of the back ones.
Okay. Well, that's
baby
where I
teeth.
Keep my
Do you have
wisdom.
Any baby teeth? Do you have any baby teeth?
Yeah, my baby wisdom teeth back there.
Who still has their baby teeth?
Babies.
Put your hand up.
Like in my mouth.
Oh, of us.
Yeah. Who has? I know people think I just have small teeth, but it's just because my adult teeth haven't come in yet.
And you have two braces in there.
I have two braces on
and
my
Shane,
tiny teeth.
I have
because
your
they're adult
teeth.
Size braces. And Jason has Shane's baby teeth.
Yeah, I have your. I took my big boy teeth out and I put Shane's little baby teeth all in there.
And
gaps.
So you were the tooth fairy. Well, we don't say that anymore. You were the tooth homosexual man.
Fairy.
I was the tooth twink.
We used to call them the tooth F word, but that you can't say that anymore.
What they're doing, bumbling around with all their money.
They're going crazy. I'm going to get canceled if I say that. The tooth F word comes and drops, gives you a dollar, puts a loony under your pillow. Apparently that's offensive now. Everybody knows they love
service.
Teeth.
Some stereotypes are true for a reason.
Now, listeners, last episode we had a warm-up. It was a bonus warm-up
It was
episode.
Bad. If you haven't listened to that, do it and then pretend you didn't.
Pretend you didn't listen to it. Pretend if you can. But right now, we don't have to pretend because we are kicking butt.
This
one rules.
Full steam ahead, baby.
Is the key to it skipping
Being
my
positive.
Break? You're right.
Might be. It could be.
We haven't skipped it. Shane, we are building up. We're vamping to it. And then
it was good that we skipped mine. It was good that we skipped mine.
There's no, we're not going to skip. There's going to be a drop, and then it's boom. Shane's going to hit us.
You jump off a cliff.
Right now, Jason.
You got to land sometime, baby.
Jason and I are doing the ramp up. We're going like, Shane!
What'd you do over the break?
I went outside, and it fortunately it was disgusting out, which made me think of all the other times it wasn't and how much I liked that.
Oh, but we love that, don't we? When the day is nice.
Yeah. And I did my big yawn, slipped on a banana peel into a rake.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that stings so nice. It makes me feel alive. And, you know, I tried to grab onto something as I was falling, grab my mailbox, comes crashing down, dent into my forehead. Great. What a fun new look, right?
And very positive attitude.
Yeah, my mail had fallen on me. Eviction notice. And I thought, cool, apartment hunting. Let's do it.
Nice. Change is good.
Yeah, and I got mugged.
Not having change, getting your change taken from you. Finally, my change can be good.
Yeah. Then he took my ID, said, "I'm you now." And I was, oh, thank, what a load off my shoulders. You cannot believe.
Goodbye, me.
Yeah.
You know, now you don't have to deal with all that ego.
Of course.
Just like let that go.
Just be.
I don't have to be Shane anymore.
And while I fell and got mugged and the mail fell on me, unfortunately my pants did fall down, and I thought, oh, that'll save so much time when I have to pee later. This is not unfortunate. And my crush was right there, and she loved it. She was laughing and pointing and cupping her mouth and talking to her friend about it. So I think she was saying something nice.
Probably.
Oh my God, probably. Could even be about how your pants are down.
She was like, wow, he's wearing how you such were peeing. He's wearing such a big condom on his flaccid penis.
Yeah, and like thankfully it was so cold that my penis was imperceptible.
It was like a belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane has an Audi peenie.
I wish.
And you have an innie peenie.
Yeah. When is that cold out? For sure.
When it's cold out, I like to wear a scarf around my Audi.
Say
pouty. Okay. My Audi pouty.
Pouty. It's pouty. Oh, put him away. He's pouty.
Does cry.
He looks mad. He looks mad at me.
My Audi pouty.
Oh, no hug for him? Is that your line?
Yeah.
You say it to your wife?
I'm not going to be disgusting, but if ever I get pantsed. Because Shane, I also leave my house and step on banana peels after doing my morning yawn and then do a rake and then get the eviction notice and then fall onto the ground on the sidewalk in front of my crush. And get mugged, sorry. And so I'm always thinking to myself, like, I've got to be in peak.
What's better than this?
Form. So putting the scarf around keeps me sort of at like a semi. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I'll give him a little toque on the head. That's just a cap for our American listeners. Winter hat. So that when my pants come down, I can say to my crush, you know, what did you say, Shane? What was that that good line?
Oh, no hug for him.
And I mean, then you gotta give him a hug.
He's so cute. You're not gonna give him a hug? Look, he's Audi pouty.
Audi.
God. Guys, can I tell you something?
She tugs on it like she's ringing the dinner bell.
Mm-hmm.
When we do our big morning stretch and we go outside and we slip and fall on banana peel and land on rake and
the
hit
mail with
mailbox,
the
get mugged, eviction notice,
the crush and the
crush
pants
takes our change,
crush. And my little guy comes out and he's eepy sleepy, so he's hanging down. There's a little
and he
bubble
does a big stretch
there, and he goes whoop boo whoop. And he's sort of snoring a little z's.
Oh, well, that's the
and
condom,
so my
right?
crush yeah. sees that, yeah. And there's and a little me, 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 me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, my little guy's eepy sleepy.
Well, you won't tug him in?
Eepy sleepy came out. You're
not
going to
tug him in?
He's so eepy sleepy.
We are Casanovas. We are Don Juans, Lotharios. Marquis de Sade.
Don Corleones. We are sexual beings. I want to do anal with you. You know? That's my Marlon Brando.
Don Calzones. Yeah, beautiful.
I'm Rico Pizzone. I don't Oh, okay.
Sorry, okay. Just behind the scenes, we're the shuffling cards. The ticker is
updating live.
We've got TIFF keeping track of the top 10 number ones. It goes through a strict algorithm, and all of the top 10 number ones filter in through her Her algorithm. And we have like a list going, and sometimes it gets changed around, and it's very strange. It's not a very good computer.
Sometimes people intercept it.
She's a very good engineer.
No, she's so good. It's the positive episode.
She's hot as fuck. She's so fucking
relax.
Hot.
God, everybody.
Look, Tiff, can you believe these guys talking to you like this? And no hug for me?
Oh, come on.
Oh, no Tiff. Hug for me, Tiff?
You're not going to give Audi Patty a hug?
You're not going to give my little innie mini a hug?
Innie mini is really cute. I really hope everybody gets to see it. Shane does.
I hope
party
I get to
where,
see it.
Where Shane does a great party trick where he puts an M&M in it and then shoots it out.
Yeah, I put an M&M in it, and then I look at hentai and shoot it out.
She sticks an M&M in there, swallows it up, spits back out a Skittle.
Yep. What a positive episode we had.
This is so nice.
We're all grinning and smiling.
I love that trick, too. I think it's a good trick. Because it's also useful. Because there have been times when it's
come
in
handy. It's not a trick. It's more of a feat.
Yes.
I get so happy when I catch the M&M.
Sometimes you don't mean to either. You're just at the party, you're having drinks, yawning, talking to somebody.
You're talking to somebody.
You're like, oh, did you just swallow a fly?
Like, and you see a circle of people around me cheering.
It was a red one.
And they're saying, he's sexier than the green M&M.
But she puts
they say that they made her less fuckable, but Shane's
so
still doing
horny.
It. Do you know M&M stands for MILF and MILF?
I thought it was Marshall
Mathers. It's time
for
the top 10 number ones. We're counting down the top 10 number one things you need to know this week. Number 10.
And we love to do it. We love doing it this week.
And we love it. Number 10. Shane is up on his Velcro cross, and he's having a good time.
And that was back when we were mean and sad.
It's a comfortable martyrdom. No, he's literally, he brought the cross. He's up on it. Number 9, reduce, reuse, bicycle.
Might need a little bit of work, but...
It's a new rejuicer. You put it on the back of your bicycle. It's powered by you. After you've juiced your fruits, put that mush into the rejuicer. And reduce, reuse, bicycle. Number 8. Shane is positive now. It's really changed the entire show. I think speaks to his gravitas that just being that positive was able to make us positive. Number 7. Well done, Shane. That was just being positive. It came out in the top 10 number ones. We're happy. It's a great day for it. Number 6. Who's more fool, the fool or the fool who falls on him? And it is a question to ponder.
Mm-hmm. We love it.
Number 5, Shane really liked that saying of mine, that little witty witticism,
I said it twice.
You know?
Yeah.
That Zen koan. Number 4, Jason made Shane and Connor some personal feasts. It was delicious. I had like three roast chickens and sherbet and sorbet and cordial. And Shane had a hot plate.
Yes.
And a napkin.
Shards of plate. Yeah, the napkin and the ice cube.
Mm-hmm. Number 3, the tooth F word visited Shane.
Wait, what? Oh, yes.
The tooth F word visited Shane.
Yeah.
Just for his wisdom teeth. You know, we all have our baby teeth.
He pulled out my wisdom teeth.
I have chains.
Number 2. You're not going to give Audi Pouty a hug? That's the thing that I say after I come outside, do my morning yawn, slip down on the banana peel, go down the stairs, hit the rake, hits me in the face, get a hit with the eviction notice, get mugged, guy takes my change, fall down the sidewalk after my pants fall down. My crush sees. And then I stand up and I show her my penis with a scarf and a toque, and a little pouty face. And I say, "You're not going to give Outy Pouty a hug?" Number 2.5. "You're not going to tuck in Eepy Sleepy?" Jason, do you want to describe how?
Yeah. Well, so that's when I get up and I do my big morning stretch. Ooh, and I slip on a banana peel and I land on the rake and the rake hits me in the head. And then whoops, I fall into the mailbox, hits me in the head. An eviction notice comes out. Guy's mugging me. He takes all my change. I try to get away. I slip. My pants fall down. Land on the sidewalk. My little guy's out and he's so sleepy. And I see my crush and I say, "Ooh, you're not going to tuck in Eepy Sleepy."
I love that.
Face down on the cold sidewalk, smiling at your crush. I've just been mugged.
And evicted and banana peeled. Now, I love that even if I go last on the break, somehow we all end up doing the same thing as me.
And the top 10 number one most important thing that you need to know this week is...
Goodbye.
Any mini fires M&Ms after watching hentai. Shane, did you want to explain that?
Yeah, that's... I mean, you read it like a headline. Breaking news. Any mini fires any M&Ms, fires after, M&Ms watching hentai.
After watching hentai.
Three dead.
Or 11. three choked to death.
Yeah, so, you know, when I get up and I want to see the day and I stretch and I slip on a banana and hit a rake and then the eviction notice falls on my head and then I get mugged and they take all my change and then my crush is there and she sees my bare bottom and she's laughing about it to her friends. And I say, "Check this out." Pull one of the M&Ms from my pocket, fire that bad boy off. Jason, he's yawning because he's starting his day right in.
Well, we all come out, we stagger. Yeah. Shane wakes up first, Jason's next door.
We
I'm
queue
down
up.
From Jason.
Yeah.
That same guy, he gets all three of us. He just gets us in a row.
He's starting his day.
Every day. We got to do something about this guy.
Yeah, and there seems to be one other on the list there, Connor. Did you add that?
What happened?
Oh, it looks like there's an extra thing here, but there's no way we can read it. We can only hope that it comes up organically in conversation.
Yeah, in the last minute.
I wonder if that'll happen.
Yeah. You guys ever think about...
how hot the green M&M is?
Yes.
So hot?
That's a real...
Oh, yeah.
It's a real G-MILF. Green M&M, I'd like to fuck.
Shane! All right! That's a humdinger.
That was so organic.
Bam, bam. It's a good joke. We made a good joke about the sexiest M&M there is. And it's okay to say that because it's feminist. So now it's time. You know it. I do too.
And we are aware.
And it's here it is. If you like this show, give us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcast. It really helps the show. Check us out on Instagram. We have little clips and videos and stuff from the recordings. And every Tuesday.
No.
Of the first Tuesday of the month.
Yes.
Every Tuesday that is only the first Tuesday of the month, which is to say the first Tuesday of every month.
That can be numbers 1 through 6, depending on the month. Be aware.
Tall Boys Craft Beer Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We do a great little show. We have do the best. Oh, sorry, Jack is speaking through me.
Oh no.
Do you guys ever I always burp like Hank Hill.
Bobby.
Come and see us at Tall Boys on the first Tuesday of every month. We would love to see you. We have some of Toronto's best comics and we put on sketches in between, and it's always a hoot and a holler. It's always different and it's always strange.
Never.
If you
about
like
peasants.
This podcast, give us not anymore.
No more peasants.
Not since the one.
No more voices.
We did a show about peasants, and no, but we thought that the general collective knowledge of peasants was much greater than it ends up being.
Nobody read the Encarta 95 CDs we left around hoping that they'd catch up on the lore. My girlfriend, the review afterwards, they said, I don't know if it was good, but it was funny.
But I laughed. But I laughed. Well, that's great, because Jack's fiance said, that
how dare you?
Woof.
Yikes. But it's better now. We're good now. The last one was the best we've ever done.
It was
now,
for you guys.
This episode is one of the best we've ever done, so please give us 5 stars. It helps us out. And leave the following review. Positive
reinforcement
is
the
key
to
podcasting
with
your
friends.
But
these
guys
aren't
friends.
If you like this podcast, give us 5 stars and leave the following review. Positive reinforcement is the key to podcasting with your friends, but these guys aren't friends. My name's Connor Doyle. Thank you for joining us. With me this week was Shane Cooley. Nothing. And Jason Crevier.
Yeah, this has been was podcast me, guys. Very it was important. Me. Shane was there. It's
podcast very Hi. Important. Funny this time.
Podcast. Where's the podcast?
Podcast very important.
Told you that was going to be a good one.
Yeah, man. You're welcome, Daddy.
Shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.